السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over receivers. Mubarak day of Eid and Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. So much of ni'mat and favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon us. We have come out of the month of Ramadan and everyone knows that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about the evil shayateen being chained in the month of Ramadan. And we saw the effects of that chaining, that in the Muslim ummah, even the very weak ones somehow get some kind of a courage and himmat and strength to undertake some kind of extra ibadat. For those whom it is very difficult to even make the farz namaz, but in the month of Ramadan they are able to make even the taraweeh salat. Then to restrain ourselves also is quite easy, or very much easier. The only thing we have to contend with is our nafs. But immediately after the sighting of the moon of Eid, then we have to fight both the nafs and shaitan. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us the month of Ramadan so that we discipline ourselves and we build up that courage, we build up that himmat, to stay away from those things that Allah Ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are displeased with and do all those things that they are pleased with. But after having removed those dents, now if we take the car and smash it up again, purposely, then it is not a sign of intelligence. If a person's car is smashed, there's a lot of dents on it, and he gives it to the garage, the panel beater removes all the dents, and after that the person says, because there's a panel beater next door, so now he goes and smashes the car again. Then we'll say he's stupid and mad. So the dents of malice, the dents of jealousy, the dents of greed, the dents of pride, the dents of arrogance, the dents of envy, the dents of evil passions and desires which were engulfing our hearts. Now all those dents were on our hearts. Now in the month of Ramadan, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us the opportunity that through our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat and our du'as, Allah Ta'ala removes those dents. So we repair those cars. I mentioned in Stanger that the repairing of the car is done in a garage, but the driving of the car is not done in the garage. The repairing of the car you do in the garage. If the engine is faulty, you take the car to the garage for repairs. Now the person checks it out, the mechanic checks it out, he says there's dirt in the carburetor, or there's this fault and that fault. So he repairs all the faults, electrical fault and other faults, he repairs it. Now after he has repaired it, now it's only a foolish person that will drive it in the garage. The garage was not the place for driving the car. The garage was for repairs. Now even the mechanic will take the car out and he will test it on the road. The mechanic will test the car on the road, whether it's running well. So in the same way, in the masajid, what we were doing, there was i'tikaf taking place, there was zikr taking place, there was ibadat taking place, there was tilawat taking place, there were du'as that were being made. Now all these things were there so that we repair those cars, we repair our engines. And after that, the driving is not going to be done now in the masjid. The driving is not going to be done in the masjid. The masjid was for that period of time that we made i'tikaf, we were in there making tilawat, ibadat, zikr, etc. But the driving of that car is not going to be in the masjid. The driving of this engine of ours now is going to be in our shops, in our homes, in the bazaars, in the schools, in the colleges, at the airports, in the aeroplanes. When the Haji Sahib is returning after making Hajj and after having cried in Arafat and Mina and Muzdalifa and having shed tears everywhere, now the testing is going to be done in that aeroplane when the air hostesses are going to be serving him. That at that time, does he look at the food or does he look at the face of the air hostess? And what thoughts he cooks up after that in his heart? And what does he do when he returns? So the testing is not going to be in the masjid. Now that we have been in the masjid for some time, now in the shops, how are we going to deal with our customers, with our clients, with our staff, and with our laborers, with our workers, with our employees? And on the other hand, if it's an employee and a worker, then with his boss and with his managers, how is he going to drive this car now? Will he be honest also? Will he be honest? So the honesty, truthfulness, all these things are going to be tested now outside. Then when he's going to go home, so he was sitting quite a bit in the masjid making i'tikaf and making tilawat and ibadat. But now when he goes home, there's no smile on his face with talking with his wife. But he's got a lot of cheer and smile when he's talking with those mistresses and with all those secretaries of his. And he's got the same abuse of the children. And he's again back to those TVs and movies, which has brought such destruction of persons' morals and behavior and character. For those people who may have been at the Orient, some incident that I'm repeating now, I've repeated must be half a dozen times already. But because it is something that is relevant, we say must speak on relevant issues. So what is more relevant than this? That I had mentioned the incident of the person, and I'm repeating for those people who may not have heard it, of that young person. He says that he opened the door after having watched a certain film at night on the television. The sudden urge came to shoot his father. So he took the gun, he goes, opens the door, he sees his father and mother there, because they're elderly, so they leave the door a little open. He says he put the gun pointing to the head of the father, and he was about to pull the trigger, and suddenly he says, one of your bayans flashed across my mind. And I went back. Now the person is not regular in any programs too, but he said one of the bayans flashed. And he went back. He says, otherwise I wanted to shoot him and then I wanted to shoot myself. So when I mentioned this incident in Stanger, a father came to me and he gave me a letter. Or a letter came first after that I met the father. So in that letter the father had mentioned, he says, Maulana, we always took it as a joke. But after listening to your talk, because I mentioned that this is not one incident, I've got letters upon letters to show you what damage this has done to the brains of our little children and to the akhlaq and moral and character and the life of our youth and our adults and even the old people. But the children, what damage it is doing. When we read this incidents of 6-year-old shooting and 7-year-old throttling somebody and 8-year-old taking gun and shooting the school teacher in America, what is not happening? Or somebody taking a gun and at random shooting everybody for no reason. No. So we don't know what is working up their minds. What is it that is working up their minds? So this father comes and he says, and he brought the little child with also. If you look at that child, he's a four-year-old child. He says, but to make him, keep him occupied, because he's very naughty. So to keep him occupied, we leave him on the television. He watches from the morning. Whenever he's naughty, then we put the TV on and he sits there. Now that which made him naughty, having looked at so much of violence which made him naughty, now the person is giving them that same poison to keep him quiet. So he says that this little child, every now and again he tells us, when his mother disciplines him, he says, I'll chop your neck off, I'll hang you by the window, I'll shoot you. He says, when this child used to say things like that, we used to laugh it off and say, joke, joke. He says, but after listening to you, we feel this child might really do it because he knows where I keep my gun to. He writes in the letter, he even knows where I keep my gun. So I was repeating this to him, that don't be carried away by the beautiful speeches and talks of people, that what is wrong? We got parental control. If the parents can't control themselves, where are they going to have parental control? They talk about parental control. The parents can't control themselves watching all the filth. What control are they going to exercise over children? So I say, if you don't want your head to be blasted, and if you don't want these kind of things to be happening in your home, then please, it is time now. Far too long, we have just spoken, and we have given speeches, and we have heard speeches. Think of the future of those children, if we really got love for those children. If we really got love for those children as we claim. So then, please don't destroy them. One day when they're going to pull the gun on the head of the fathers, or they're going to jump from the 10th floor and 14th floor, because some people want to jump. Some children, after watching, they want to jump from the 10th floor, 14th floor. One adult from the 17th floor, he wanted to jump 2 o'clock in the morning, after watching a certain film. Young girls, what they are writing after watching certain films. And they mention the names too, because they want some kind of prescription. So I don't look down upon them. I consider them as patients. If a patient goes to a doctor, or the doctor is dealing with AIDS patients, and it's one after the other AIDS patients that are coming. Now if the doctor says, na laayak gada kahin ka, bewakuf kahin ka, you're a monkey, you're a donkey, get out from here, how can you? So will that be a doctor? The doctor can't look down upon the patient. He will have to treat that patient. And he will have to appreciate that at least the patient came, that he's not in the denial of this thing, he's accepting it that he's got a problem. So this is the incident that I've been mentioning. So Ramadan month was to discipline. Now many of them stayed away from it in Ramadan. Ramadan, some of the homes, they said they had nice bed sheet put around the TV box, as if it was a kafan put over the janazah. But that kafan will now be removed. Life will come, there will be resurrection now. After death we heard of resurrection, so now there will be resurrection. So don't resurrect. If it's dead, let it be dead and gone. Save our souls. Save our souls and save our bodies from destruction. These children are becoming a headache for parents. Parents are holding their heads and crying. Children are naughty, children are naughty. They're violent, they're violent. One little child took the knife and stabbed his brother. Little child. One child took the scissors and cut his brother's ears. What we are reading now? Young boys are coming. Molana, please make dua. 14-year-old boy comes. Molana, please make dua. What's the problem? HIV positive. If HIV positive due to some mistake that is not of his, sometimes that innocently the person is HIV positive, born of a mother who was also affected innocently, then those cases we sympathize. But where the person admits also, 14-year-old admits that he went and slept with some prostitute, and then he says, now HIV positive. That blooming flower, that young flower of Islam, who could have been a Ghazi, a Mujahid, who could have been a Ghazali of the time, who could have been a Rumi of the time, who could have been a great scientist, doctor, teacher, philosopher, Allah Ta'ala knows what he could have been. But now he destroys himself just for that little while of haram pleasure. So we are living in a very, very difficult and a trying period of time. Fitnas are pouring. Now at such a time, it is the duty of the parents that give the children the best when it comes to halal entertainment. Anything that's halal, give it to them. Let them enjoy. But when it comes to haram, then we must remember that that haram entertainment is going to be a cause of great damage to our own selves. The child will be destroyed, but we are destroying ourselves. The hafizes of the Quran Sharif are complaining, we are coming at home, we are coming home. And I'm talking about those hafizes who are not also glued to that same filth. Otherwise, these days, one side Quran Sharif, they do hifz, and the other side, they go to the cinema, rave clubs, theatres. One person gave me a list of 62 names, or plus minus 62 or 70 names he gave me, in one of the local clubs where huffaz are coming from all areas. The 60 to 70 names which he knew, they are hafizes of the Quran Sharif. Oont re oont teri konsi kal sidi. Camel, oh camel, which part of your body is straight? But those hafizes or those who fast, which are decent, disciplined, good, pious, so many of them, they phone, they say, Maulana, what must I do when I go home? I want to read the Quran Sharif. My father is watching the TV, he's got it full blast. When we tell him, reduce it, the volume, lower the volume, then my father says, I can't hear properly. He says, reduce the volume because I'm reading Quran Sharif. So the father says, I can't hear properly. So let us not go in the fast lane and think that it is all fun and enjoyment and pleasure, because this type of pleasure, fun and enjoyment will finally lead to destruction. Mana maasiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Many times you have heard this. Mana maasiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Mana maasiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Janaza abru ka dafn karna kaisi himaqat hai. Imana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. We know that in sins there is a little bit of pleasure. But what kind of pleasure it is? Mujrimana. Person stole somebody's big Mercedes Benz and is enjoying the ride because beautiful seats and lovely music and all high technology equipment. Now he's enjoying the ride, and then he sees the three cars behind him with sirens, police, the cops. Now see if he enjoys his ride, and he sees the guns all pointed in his direction. So will he now enjoy the ride? So in sins, that's the kind of pleasure there is. Mujrimana, it's a stolen pleasure. Allah Ta'ala is not pleased with it. It's just that Allah Ta'ala is giving a rope, like how that car is moving, the person is enjoying the drive. But soon he is going to be caught. So like that Allah Ta'ala gives a little bit of rope, so that this person makes tawbah and returns, because Allah Ta'ala is so loving, so caring, so compassionate, so merciful, that give my servant a little bit of time. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, no matter how much of transgression. But turn, return, make tawbah, give up those sins, give up those vices, give up those evils. Pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due, whatever rights, fulfill it. But come back so that you get saved from the punishment and from destruction. But when the person doesn't heed the advice, then after that Allah Ta'ala arrests him. So, mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat, hamesha ki nadamat hai. That little while of pleasure that this person must have had, this 14-year-old, 16-year-old, like that so many came. But I mentioned that the age-wise, the 14 was the one that I really pitied. 14-year-old, HIV positive. So, zara si der ki lazzat, a little while of pleasure, hamesha ki nadamat hai, lifelong regret now. When will it become full-blown, and what will be my condition at that time, and what will the people then say? Hamesha ki nadamat hai. And that is the case with all kinds of sins. But he says, ye palne wale se kaisi baghawat hai? Even if there's a little bit of enjoyment, what kind of rebellion is this against the very one who has given you those qualities, or who has given you wealth, who has given you sight, who has given you hearing, who gave you the strength in the body? You're using his bounties, his ni'mats, his gifts, rebelling against him. It's like a father giving everything to the child, and the child is rebelling against the father. Magar us palne wale se kaisi baghawat hai. So zara si der ki lazzat, hamesha ki nadamat hai. Ask all those people who are in prison, besides those people who are arrested for political reasons or for no sin, but it is as a test for them because of their Islam and because of their deen, or some they were just at the wrong place, wrong time, and they got arrested. So those are exceptions. But go and ask the others across the board who are in for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years in life. What do they say? If we are given the opportunity, we will never commit that sin again. Zara si der ki lazzat, hamesha ki nadamat hai. And Allah Ta'ala gave respect and honor and dignity to the Muslim. The Muslim was the person whom Allah Ta'ala gave respect. If he was a true Muslim, Allah Ta'ala puts his love even into the hearts of the disbelievers. If he's a good Muslim, he's a good Muslim and a true Muslim, then even his neighbors who are non-Muslims will love him and they will like him. His maids, his staff, his workers, and his and other people that he come into contact with in his business, in the business world or in other professions, they too will say, no, this Muslim is a person that is of outstanding character, very truthful. You can deal with him. You can, even if you don't have an agreement, but he sticks to his word. If you are a good Muslim, and we've got that kind of character, Allah Ta'ala will put love into the hearts of even those people, even if they don't accept Islam. But on their tongues will be that that person is a wonderful Muslim, is a wonderful Muslim. Try it out. But if our behavior is not right, then what will they say? So the Muslim was one who had signs of Islam on him. And Allah Ta'ala gave that respect. So janaza abru ka dafna karna ye kaisi himaqat hai. What kind of stupidity is this, that Allah Ta'ala is giving respect, and the person wants to go to a prostitute quarters, he wants to go and watch all the filth and enjoy that little bit of rave and little bit of music, and after that he destroys his life, he destroys his wealth and destroys his respect. People spend money so that they may get respect. People spend money so that they get respect. If a person is defamed, then he says, I'm going to court, I'm going to charge for defamation of character. Now he says he's going to court to charge for defamation of character. And then he also puts some value on his character, 100,000 rand or 30,000 rand. Some people, they say the character is valued 15,000 rand. They're claiming 15,000. Why? For defamation of character. So they got some value for the character too. Can it be valued? But nevertheless, but they go and spend that money because they say we have been defamed. And the judge rules that yes, you have been defamed. And the judge rules on that. So the person is spending money at the court. Why? Because he wants respect. And here the Muslim whom Allah Ta'ala has given respect through the Quran, through the Sunnah, now he is going and losing that respect. And he's destroying that dignity that Allah Ta'ala had given to him. So what kind of stupidity is that? First of all, the Muslim name itself, and I conclude on this example. First of all, that Muslim name itself is a sign. It's a sign that this person has got something inside. His character is different. He's a person of a different culture. If a person has to go to a shop, and that shop has got a signboard, that here in this shop we stock biscuits, cakes, chocolates, sweets, confectionery, all the delicacies we stock in this shop. Milk, bread and all the rest. Now the person wants to buy chocolates, sweets, cakes, biscuits, so he looks at that board and he goes inside. When he goes inside the shop, he sees dead animals, dead dogs, dead cats, and other kind of filthy smelling things. So what will this person say? He says that you should change that board there. He should say you stock fertilizer inside here, instead of saying you stock all these things here. Because look your board, what it is saying and what you're stocking inside. So in the same way, we've got a board, our beard is a board, is a signboard. Our name is a signboard. Our dress is a signboard. Now all these things are signboards that I am a Muslim. In other words, if you deal with me, you'll find me honest, truthful, trustworthy. You will never be betrayed. You can rest assured that I will not harm you. The person, that is what he is displaying by his beard and by his kurta and by his topi and even by his Muslim name only. This is what he is saying, that I am a Muslim. I am a person who have submitted myself to the will of Allah Ta'ala. I follow my beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore my lifestyle will be different from your lifestyle. So if you come and trade with me, if you deal with me, if a person has to marry his daughter to me, then he will find me a good husband. The children will find the person a good father or a good mother. Now everything the person is saying, I'm a Muslim, this is what is in me. That means in my heart, I've got taqwa, I've got sabr, I've got shukr. My heart is filled with piety. My heart is filled with the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah. So therefore, you will find me a different person. That is what the Muslim is displaying by his name and by the outward signboards. But now when the person does not practice, does not make amal, and people start dealing with him, now they find him to be fraudulent in his dealing. The children find the father is very abusive, and the husband finds that the wife is abusive. The wife finds that the husband is abusive. And then all those things that we are talking about, there's nothing there. That heart is filled with malice, greed, pride, arrogance and all kinds of filth. Then it is just like that person who had that signboard that inside the shop you will find confectionery, biscuit, chocolates and all the rest. And instead there was nothing but fertilizer there. So that's what will be in our hearts then. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. And this little exercise that we did in the month of Ramadan, it must not end. To some extent it must continue, although not to that extent that you spend all the time. But the thing is that now those lessons that we learned must have to be applied. After Ramadan, what? That is the big question. Ramadan was easy, but after Ramadan, what? So don't return to it. Make tawbah, make istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, ask Allah Ta'ala for steadfastness. Shukr hai darde dil mustaqil ho gaya, ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. That we must become steadfast. We must not be the bandas of Allah one time, the banda of Rahman in the month of Ramadan. We become the bandas of Allah, we become the bandas of Rahman in the month of Ramadan. And after Ramadan, we become the bandas of Shaitan. After Ramadan, then we bandas of Shaitan, slaves of Shaitan. Shaitan and nafs drag us wherever they want. So let us put a little bit of break, little bit of break. Just think, what if, I always say that, and many brothers, young friends have told me, Maulana, that question, that the moment I'm tempted now to go to the rave club from where I came out, from my sins, the moment I'm tempted to go, the moment I'm tempted to watch that filthy films again, or go to the porn site on the internet, I ask myself that question, what if, meaning what if the angel of death has to suddenly strike the sword on my neck? Burglars have shot people. One young couple were courting. I won't mention the town and the place. Young couple, very recently. So many cases like this. But a young couple, Muslim couple. And the burglars shot both of them and stole the car and went away. So what did they get in that courting? Death in such a haram state. Some died in the cinemas on Eid day last year in Bangladesh. And so many died in this club and that club and disco and where they are dying. So just ask the question, what if my death comes in the rave club? What if my death comes in the cinema? What if my death comes on this porn site? What if my death comes in the disco? What if my death comes in that adultery and fornication? What if my death comes in any kind of haram action? And yet I was known to be a musalli and a person in dini activities and pious and holding tasbih sometimes. And what if? So don't lose sight of death. That is a break. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. And may Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships, problems of the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And all the ibadah, zikr, tilawat, whatever we did in the month of Ramadan, may Allah Ta'ala accept it. And may Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast. And prevent us and safeguard us from going to any haram action. May Allah Ta'ala make the rest of the day of Eid also a very pleasant, happy, and a prosperous one. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.